GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mona Kosarabdi. A race to get foreign nationals out of Sudan, including a number of American citizens, continues as the violence in the African nation escalates. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We still have military forces pre-positioned in the region, ready to respond if need be. But right now, it's not very safe to try to run some larger evacuation either out of a nearby airbase or even just through rotary lift like we did the other night because the fighting is so intense.
Special forces evacuated the U.S. Embassy in a dramatic nighttime rescue over the weekend. President Biden is expected to announce as soon as tomorrow he's running for president in 2024. Mr. Biden will have to find a new White House domestic policy advisor. Susan Rice says she's stepping down but isn't saying when. The CDC warning of a new COVID subvariant that causes itchy eyes. That's a symptom that also often accompanies seasonal allergies, which are common at this time of year. This is ABC News. Four police departments in Colorado are looking for suspects in a streak of rock throwing targeting motorists last week, one of the incidents killing a 20-year-old woman. Bed Bath & Beyond heading into bankruptcy, the chain going out of business. 360 locations and 120 Bye Bye Baby stores are expected to shut their doors by June 30th. We get more from ABC's Derek Dennis.
What it means for customers, the usual return and exchange policy stay in effect until May 24th. Gift cards and certificates are good through May 8th, but those Bed Bath & Beyond coupons are no longer valid after this Wednesday. All in-stock online orders will be fulfilled, and the company says all wedding and baby registries are safe, with plans to eventually add an alternative platform for registries.
Two big media departures announced today. Don Lemon tweeting he's been fired from CNN, the network calling it a parting of the ways. And Fox News says it's fired controversial host Tucker Carlson. Mona Kosarabdi, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. A bipartisan measure by Wisconsin lawmakers would change the criteria needed to expunge criminal records. Under current state law, someone can ask a judge for expungement only if the crime was committed before they turned 25. The new measure removes the age limit. The bill, sponsored by Republican State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, makes certain crimes like stalking, violating a restraining order, criminal trespass, criminal damage to a business, and traffic offenses ineligible and does not apply to felonies. In order to apply for expungement, a year must pass after completing the sentence, as well as paying outstanding court fees or restitution. Gas prices are down almost 9 cents in the last week. The average gas price across Wisconsin is $3.44 a gallon, 21 cents higher than a month ago, and 40 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke, Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers.
Hey, I'm Brian Kelly. I'm alive.
Yeah, we are live here on a Monday afternoon, and we've got some breaking news into... I think he just wanted to add on to the dog pile. He was kind of like, hey, coach, put me in, coach. I want to talk about this one, too.
And the only way it could have been better was if it was Eli.
So if we're having a fun Monday news talking day, we are joined by William Walter on a Monday instead of a Wednesday this week. Will, how are we doing today?
I love being here on my fifth favorite Wednesday of the week.
See,
there are many Wednesdays.
Now it alludes to me... Do you prefer Mondays over Saturdays and Sundays? Because I don't even know where Saturday and Sunday fits into this equation, Will. We've completely gone down the rabbit hole on that, but that's okay. We'll have to figure that math out another day. But folks,
yeah, it sounds like the beginning of like a giveaway. Like if you can figure out the code to Will's Wednesdays.
It's one of those LSAT problems. That's what it is. We'll
hook you up with tickets to some event or something.
Well, to me, the weekends are more like a different time signature. Like you go into a different... Like speed, different tone, different, you know.
Just flies by.
A 3/4 time rather than a 4/4 time, or maybe the 2/3. I don't know. Either way.
It goes quick. 6/8, it's not 2/3. Come on. What are you doing?
Dude, I'm just pulling out stuff that I barely remember from junior high, okay? I'm very excited about the discussion we're about to have,
yeah,
though.
Because, it's going
to
be a fun one. And folks, we're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Let's get that out of the way. A little housekeeping.
Let's do that.
Broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and so many more terrific radio stations all around the state of Wisconsin, a part of the Civic Media Radio Network. And, Bri, let's share it with the people. What is going on this Monday afternoon?
Will was excited and Will wanted to be here. I think Will should do it. I'm happy enough to talk about it. I think Will should tell the people. If you don't know by now, tell them, Will.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. So breaking news about 11 a.m. Central Time. It was announced that Tucker Carlson, host of the number one program on cable news, has, quote, mutually agreed to split ways with Fox News. Whether or not you believe that's accurate, because I do not, is up to the individual to determine. But Tucker Carlson is out, guys, and I gotta know what you think, because I know what I think. I know that this is, I mean, social media is blowing up. It would be a bit of an understatement. People are excited. People are sad. People are fired up. People are disappointed. I'm seeing opinions from people all over the political spectrum, and it's kind of fascinating to dig into the weeds of what people think about this. It's such a weird celebrity worship culture concept, but here we are doing it because it is big news. And when you have access to 3.5 million people every single night in prime time on a cable network that's watched by more people than any other network in the country, like, you do have influence. The stuff you do and say matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, we want to hear your reactions. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on Tucker Carlson, the largest cable news television host, leaving, apparently, on mutual terms, even though, you know, we're going to dive into the details of those mutual terms coming up. But if you've got thoughts you want to share on this news, Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News, 844-967-2789. Because, guys, it seems like there may be evidence that this wasn't, you know, so mutual as maybe the statement and the press release has to indicate.
The scuttlebutt I'm hearing, and I get to use the term scuttlebutt, is basically just rumors amongst the media folks that I talk to, is that Tucker did not leave because of Dominion per se, but more because of the whistleblower, Abby Greenberg or Grossberg.
I believe it's Grossberg. Abby Grossberg, producer on his show.
Former producer. Basically because of the old school type of Fox problems, not necessarily the new school Dominion problems. So although it was related to the Dominion because she also was part of that, but she also revealed a whole bunch of behavioral problems that Tucker Carlson had, which he also revealed to everybody on the interview with Bubba the Love Sponge, which, again, that's always a great interview. I was with Bubba the Love Sponge. That's awesome.
Well, and the indication to that as well, the executive producer for Tucker Carlson Tonight, the name of the show for Tucker Carlson, also out. So executive producer out, Tucker Carlson out. It seems like there may be other factors at play, and a lot of these reports since this news breaking this morning are still developing reports. So you're going to have to stay tuned for more details. We will share those with you as we get you there. But for folks listening to Dueling Tangents that may not be aware of what being referenced by Dominion is, last week, Fox News settling a lawsuit with Dominion voting machines for $787.5 million for false claims made by many different news hosts, not just Tucker Carlson, a lot of the cable news hosts on Fox News throughout the 2020 and election and beyond. And rather than go to court, which was scheduled in Delaware or Connecticut, Delaware, I believe, Wilmington, Delaware, last week, the lawsuit was scheduled to commence in court on Tuesday. And pretty quickly after the court proceedings started, a jury was selected. They were going to hear opening arguments, and voila, a settlement occurred. And so it's to be determined whether or not this is the Dominion lawsuit. It's whether or not it was the lower producer lawsuit against the show and the network. There's many different factors at play. We want to hear your thoughts, your reactions to Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News on mutual terms. The interesting aspect, boys, about mutually agreeing to depart ways. Seems like on Friday night, when Tucker Carlson signed off from his show, around, what was it, 8 p.m., 9 p.m. East Coast time?
I honestly have no idea when the show is on.
I want to say it's 7 to 8.
Central.
I want to say it's 7 to 8 Central.
For that matter, I don't know when Maddow's on either.
So. I don't know any of the cable. I don't know.
I don't watch TV.
Cable news viewership is diminishing, and I will watch clips from now and then when things tend to go viral. But outside of that, I'm not a regular consumer. So if you are a regular consumer, we want to hear your thoughts. Are you upset that Tucker Carlson's leaving Fox News? Are you overjoyed? Share your thoughts with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. But as Tucker signed off on Friday night, his final words of the Friday night show: we'll see you back on Monday. So very, very strange that there was some kind of mutual departure since Friday.
They were also promoting an interview he was going to do today, too.
Yep. I think that's the big noteworthy point is that Vivek Ramaswamy was going to be on tonight. He's running for president in the Republican Party, and Fox was advertising it as recently as this morning that this was prepared for Tucker's show tonight. So clearly something came up where immediate action.
Somebody just forgot to send the memo. Come on. No. They were going to pull the promo. That promo just slipped through on accident.
No. Well, that, which it can happen. It can happen. Depends on how much they pared back their traffic step. Anyway, the thing is with Tucker and all these people with me, and you brought it up earlier, is it hero worship? There are people out there that will, no matter how much you know, and you're like, you can intellectually know that this is completely wrong, like the Dominion thing. Everything else, all evidence outside of it was like, this is completely wrong. But people, because they worship Tucker Carlson for whatever reason, will be obsessed and listen to the guy and go, yay, okay, great. This is the problem with the guy. But for me, the thing is, like, Harvey Weinstein made some really good movies. You know what I don't care about? Whether he makes any more. Because you know what? Bye. Kevin Spacey. Turns out he's a creep. Amazing actor. Loved all his films. Don't care if he's going to do anything ever again. Trevor Bauer. Amazing pitcher. Loved watching him. You know what? Don't care. Don't care that he's gone. Don't care if he ever pitches again. You know, this type of stuff, when you do these things, when you have bad behavior, I don't care if you're the number one person in America or whether you're a righty or a lefty. Bye. Don't care. Don't care.
Do you think the audience follows Tucker wherever he goes next, or do they stick with Fox News?
Of course, he's going to be a Joe Rogan if he wants to. He's going to have his own. He already has a deal. He has to have a parachute. By the way, the guy was born with a parachute. Anyway.
I was going to say, he was born on third base.
I don't think he needs a parachute when you come from the Swanson fortune, but
he literally. I have a quote in there somewhere, and I'm sorry I didn't cue this up because it's amazing. He talks about, you know, talk about good places are always at risk for being overrun by the worst people. Talk to anyone who's lived in Aspen. Like, as if everybody's lived in Aspen. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, Tucker, let me call my buddy up in Aspen. And
relatable.
All this. My former neighbors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by William Walter and Brian Kelly. We were talking about the bombshell news in the world of cable television, but just the world of media in general as well today. Tucker Carlson and Fox News agreeing, quote unquote, to mutually depart and mutually
technical leave. Technical point there. If they said get out and he said, yeah, they told me to get out, is that a mutual parting of ways? Like, if they both agree that, yes, they told me to get out, yeah, that's
well,
mutual.
Do you believe that any disagreement in the lead up would have aired? Because I'm sure he probably would have been like, well, let me at least have one last show. And then they say no. And he's like, okay, I guess I'm going to leave anyways. It doesn't feel very mutual, but they're going to report it as mutual. But also, we got
that's how we know that something came up. The farewell tour that they could have done for weeks on end.
Oh, they don't want to lose all the ratings to wherever he's going to go next, Will.
Massive.
That, yeah, they would absolutely. If he got a final episode and got to say, hey, go find me on Twitch or stream or wherever YouTube channel, InfoWars area, he's going to pop up next.
I'm sure he'll find a way to get the word out.
Oh, I'm sure too. But Fox, I don't think, wanted to take the hit of being the ones broadcasting that initial message of where he's going to land. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation on this and more headlines. 844-967-2789.
Streaming now on Fox Nation, use the promo code ORIGINALS for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season, and when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouth-watering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Highs level off around 45. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. 32. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation 47. Upper 40s Wednesday. Mid 50s Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media. 92.7 WMDX.
You got to be honest about what it means to lead a country. It means killing people.
Not going to work here anymore anyway.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We're joined on a Monday afternoon by William Walter. And we are talking the headline of the morning, probably the whole day, maybe the week, who knows? But Tucker Carlson out at Fox News claiming it to be mutual, but you know, he's not going to get a final send-off. And it doesn't seem like there's any love lost between the two sides, Fox News and Tucker Carlson. He has yet to respond. There have been a ton of media consultants. The Washington Post media critic has been kind of keeping an eye on this now. And one of the sources I was looking at earlier today sharing how They've reached out to Tucker via phone call, and he has not responded. And I just find that hilarious that anybody thinks that they might get a hold of Tucker Carlson today at all days. Very comical but to me. But, folks, we want to hear your reaction. What are your thoughts? The largest cable news television host, the largest primetime viewership slot leaving the network, Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Do you think this is a good thing? Do you think this is a bad thing? Do you think it's terrible? Are you upset? You're not going to be able to get your daily dose of Tucker. We want to know. 844-967-2789.
My barometer is my right-wing neighbor. And not that I talk to the guy, and I would. I have no problem with the guy at all, but other than he has this open window with a gigantic big screen TV, and you can tell what you can clearly tell he's watching Fox News, and most of the time it's Tucker. So I'm interested to see when I drive by what he's going to watch instead. And I'm wondering if it'll be the History Channel.
That is a great question, because when I walk the dog in the neighborhood very regularly, usually it's in the evenings, not as often in the mornings. I do always get a chuckle out of the TV screens that you can see from the sidewalk. And
they're not hiding it either. Look at me, I'm watching the Tucker.
That's something you think about, yeah.
Before the break, we kind of touched on that. Do people follow him wherever he goes? Is it the personality, the messenger that they trust? Or is it just easier still to stick with Fox News? Because you look at someone like Bill O'Reilly, right? He was
who?
The king of... Exactly, exactly. Now it's who? But at the time, when it was prime time with Bill O'Reilly in that 7 p.m. Fox News slot, he was the king of cable news at that point. Then he was, you know, chased out because he had, you know, we were joking about it before the show. Which lawsuit, right? Because Fox News just has so many of them, whether it's sexual harassment or lying to the American voter for years and years and years and years on end. Like, they're just swamped with legal ramifications for all the BS they've been doing. But if listeners follow Tucker to whatever platform he goes to now, this could completely derail Fox News's media empire going forward on top of the, you know, $750 million lawsuit they just lost.
This is the problem, though. And it's going to come across as a joke, but this is probably a real thing. And it may be the reason why Bill O'Reilly's podcast didn't really get off the ground. One, Bill O'Reilly, I'm pretty sure, didn't have a really good media team that would really understand media in this century. But two, a lot of the viewers, like I said, they might just turn to the History Channel instead, because guess what? They just have the dial cable and they still look at their TV guides or their whatever comes in the mail on Sundays, because that's what they have to have every Sunday. I know several people who do this, and they highlight their program still. My point is that I don't think that they're going to go podcast. Yeah, well, you lost me. Bye.
How do I get the podcast on my TV?
Yeah, I don't know that OAN is going to really. I think OAN and those type of people have reached their peak limit of. I think MAGA. I don't think they're adding more MAGA people. I don't think that it's catching on more.
Remember too that a big part of the Dominion lawsuit hinged on Fox executives wanted to do and say what they thought their audience wanted to hear, because they were afraid of losing so many of these viewers to the OANs and the Newsmax.
They saw in almost real time, Will, that when they weren't covering, when they called Arizona properly, because it was the AP and Fox News decision desk that decided that was the first decision desk to call Arizona in 2020 for now President Joe Biden. And when they actually started airing these falsehoods that the Dominion stole the election, they started to get the audience back. And so it was partly that the audience was demanding what they were then given to them, which led to that Dominion lawsuit. And so it will be interesting to see the back and forth between the Fox viewers and the Fox hosts and executives that will determine who sits in that chair next, and so on. We want to hear your thoughts. What are you thinking of the news? Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News. I'm going to say fired, because semantics be damned, it doesn't seem like it's a mutual departure. Yeah. It feels like Fox News fired Tucker Carlson this morning. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We got our friend Mark calling in. Let's hear what he has to say on this Monday afternoon.
Well, so you guys don't think it's going to be like the Peggy Mark song, "I Will Follow Him Everywhere He Goes." I mean, that's an old tune, but Brian may.
There isn't a mountain too deep.
Hearing that one. Yeah, it's.
There isn't a guy with a bow tie who can creep in your way.
Look at that, on his toes, he's making up a song. What are your thoughts of Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News, Mark?
You're just twisting. I'm pretty happy about it, but he's going to land on his feet, of course. I mean, anybody coming from the Swanson fortune, you have that kind of fortune. You just have to wonder why the man likes to hate so much. And when you're born, not at third base, born halfway to home base, if not right at home base itself. And when you have that kind of fortune, that why you have to determine that your life's goal is to make other people's life miserable. And those who have a lot less than you do don't deserve to have anything at all.
Well, Mark, he's just giving the listeners what they want. That's all Tucker was doing. He's not liable in the lawsuit. He's not responsible for the actions of his words. He's just giving the people what they want.
Well, when you follow that type of logic and you don't have any sort of moral compass whatsoever, you can sometimes paint yourself into a corner where you have to choose to break your left foot or break your right foot. And either way,
you got a broken foot.
I don't feel bad for you. You're suffering the consequences of your own actions.
Folks,
have a good day. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and our guest, William Walter, will be back in a break.
You're fired.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mona Kosarabdi.
A race to get foreign nationals out of Sudan, including a number of American citizens, continues as the violence in the African nation escalates. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We still have military forces pre-positioned in the region, ready to respond if need be. But right now, it's not very safe to try to run some larger evacuation either out of a nearby airbase or even just through rotary lift like we did the other night because the fighting is so intense.
Special forces evacuated the U.S. Embassy in a dramatic nighttime rescue over the weekend. President Biden is expected to announce as soon as tomorrow he's running for president in 2024. Mr. Biden will have to find a new White House domestic policy advisor. Susan Rice says she's stepping down, but isn't saying when. The CDC warning of a new COVID subvariant that causes itchy eyes. That's a symptom that also often accompanies seasonal allergies, which are common at this time of year. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The stage is set for the legal fight over abortion in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison will hear a challenge to the state's restrictive 1849 law on May 4th. If his side wins, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says abortion will be legal again for the first 20 weeks of pregnancy.
This is going to remain an issue, but if we win, it is correct that we'll go back to a position that's similar to where we were before the Dobbs decision.
Call was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. The case is expected to go all the way to the state's Supreme Court. Police and sheriff's departments around Wisconsin are calling Saturday's Drug Take Back Day a success. More than 280 agencies took part and people turned in 27 tons of medications. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole. Over on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You know, in my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Can we marry dogs?
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad?
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media with he, Brian Kelly, and our friend William Walter joining us on a Monday because we got some news. And Jonathan Groff. Wait. Oh, Ev dropped it. There we go. You remember you belong. And this is what I think Fox News executives are thinking. It doesn't really matter. Tucker Carlson's gone. The viewers are going to stick around. The viewers are going to jump to whoever's next. They did the same thing when Bill O'Reilly left. And it'll be interesting to see who fills the seat. Maybe we'll get into a little thought exercise a little bit later in the show of who could be popping in that seat next. If you've got a thought on that, we'd love to hear it too.
Bill O'Reilly did not have the other platforms available to him that we have in the modern world. It's a dip.
Bill O'Reilly didn't leave that long ago. Bill O'Reilly was still on cable television, 5-6 years ago? It's not like
it
was...
Yeah, but it also was... It was a different world 5-6 years ago. The technology that we're using right now is way better than what we were doing 5-6 years ago. I'll tell you that much. You know why? Because it keeps popping up in my past, in my Facebook. Remember when you looked like an idiot? Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Oh, great.
That's just modern.
That's not the only job opening available, you know. Don Lemon is also out today, too. Bad behavior type of thing. And all I got to say about that is all you needed to do is see him at the New Year's Eve celebration where he was drunk. And you know that guy should have a talking to, and you might want to not have him be the front man of your place.
I don't know how anybody at CNN thought it was a good idea to let the host drink for any of those New Year's things. It's just...
It can be if you got the right people, but...
It's not even
you're opening
like
yourself up
either.
For a whole... It doesn't make sense to me. From the network perspective, it doesn't make sense.
Look, if you can't hang with the Silver Fox, then I don't know who else can. I mean,
you got to imagine those hosts must have been just lobbying. Come on, please, please, please let us drink.
Anderson does it every day. Well, Anderson does it as a lifestyle. He's fine. I don't know that. I don't know that for a living. I'm just speculating. I'm making jokes.
You're just throwing it out there. People are saying. Brian's saying.
No, folks, nobody's saying. I've just made it up just now. It has nothing to do with that. There's no rumors out there.
We want to hear your thoughts on if you've got a reaction to Don Lemon leaving CNN or Tucker Carlson being, in my opinion, let go from Fox News. We want to hear them.
Like that list of people I said, bye. See you. Don't care. Bye, Don Lemon. I don't care.
844-967-2789. Share your thoughts with us here on Dueling Tangents. Up next, we're going to Nick in Madison. Nick, what are your thoughts this Monday afternoon?
Well, I sent a quick message to my son, and I swear he responded like in 2 seconds. He said he's running for president. And I was like, wow, that's kind of brilliant because Trumpy's got too much going on. DeSantis, we've never had a president that ugly and unlikable. They have to have some kind of charisma. If you look back, I mean, Nixon was probably the last one who was just totally ugly. But, what about that?
Well, Nick,
I have seen some rumors of it on Twitter.
You are not the first. You are not the first person that I have spoken to that has had that that interaction where, oh, maybe, just maybe.
I don't think that's why it happened today, but I think that's also in the works. You know what I mean? I don't think he's like, well, I'm out because I'm running for president. I think they were like, get out. And he was like, okay.
I'll run for president.
I'll show them. I'll do nothing like I always do when anybody stands up to me.
Yeah, excellent theory, Nick, there. Your son had, I think, an interesting insight. I don't know if, as Brian said, I don't know if he's leaving because he's running, but he may run as a ramification of him leaving. It just may be one of those unintended consequences, Fox News executives.
I mean, he might have been thinking about doing it anyway. I think he's got enough reasons not to worry. He's never had the best thing about Tucker Carlson is he can walk away from anything because he never had to care about anything.
Right. He had nothing to lose. He had absolutely nothing to lose ever.
Ever.
Ever. I mean, yeah. Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News. Don Lemon apparently being fired by CNN as well earlier this morning. 844-967-2789. Separate incidents. Completely. Like, there's no way that they could have known, right? There's no way that executives at CNN and Fox News.
Oh, they probably could. They probably could.
They probably
news
could.
News people. Of course they could.
Yeah. They probably could. But probably a little less likely.
Who's the third, Luke?
Yeah.
Made that joke.
They come in threes. That's what I'm keeping an eye out. Somebody else has got to get let go today. It's I don't know.
Joe Rogan fires himself from his own independent podcast.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's not a terrible idea either. We've seen Stranger Things. We want to hear your thoughts. Well, up next, we got Kathy in Madison. Kathy, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Well, hi, Luke. And I love your show, and I'm glad to hear Brian's back. It seemed like fairly positive good news that Tucker Carlson was left Fox, but and I'm sure he has, you know, the other co-hosts will fill in for him for a while. But did you ever consider that they might get someone worse to replace him? Like, do you ever listen to Mark Levin or Billy Cunningham on 1310 at night? They're just terrible. They're the worst, most hateful right-wing people on the radio. And then Tucker Carlson has another station he's signed up with. I forget what. I heard it earlier, either on Stephanie Miller or I forget what. But
I believe he founded the Daily Caller, if that's the one you're thinking of.
Oh, Tucker's probably a founder over there, too?
Tucker and Neil Patel, his roommate in college, founded the Daily Caller in 2010, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Right. Do you ever listen to those other right-wing hate radio guys?
Not unless I have a homework assignment, Kathy, where somebody tells me I have to, but I do not go willingly.
That idiot said type of thing?
I just tune into them once in a while for like 5 or 10 minutes tops at a time to see what they're saying, you know, and it's always the same stuff. I mean, Mark Levin still hints at, oh, the Democrats finagled the election in 2010 and, you know, on and on and on and on. It's just horrible. Anyway, thank you for letting me on the air and have a good day.
Absolutely,
bye.
Kathy. We appreciate your phone call. We appreciate you listening. And you can be like Kathy, 844-967-2789. See, Brian, Will, if I wanted to watch mindless reruns, they air The Office and Friends and all those other shows just nonstop. I could watch much less harmful to my mental health reruns of the same content over and over again on any of those. What is it? Nickelodeon?
Tucker's unique.
Comedy Central.
He's relatively young. He's got this weird populist rhetoric that kind of is eerily reminiscent of Donald Trump. The irony, of course, is that both Tucker and Donald were born metaphorically, a step away from home plate, as we discussed. So both of these,
they're getting closer and closer. Like, first it was third base, then it was halfway to home. Now we're a step away from home base.
Where do we draw the line? I mean, can I be the heir to the Swanson fortune, please? Thank you. That would make my life significantly easier.
Like, no, because what happens?
Wealthiest people in the world.
What happens if you just get the same story arc? Then Will, you would be out on your butt right now too from Fox News. Theoretically, you could have just traded places and been in the same exact story arc. Who knows? Who knows?
Wow.
Fair. That's a thought exercise for another day.
As far as replacement goes, she was talking about these other idiot talking heads, but. I want to remind you, the great Bloviator was replaced with Clay and Buck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the guy that no one talks about, does anyone lament, like, oh man, if we only had this visionary, you know, what? Rush. That Rush. Yeah, that's his name.
You're referencing Rush Limbaugh.
No one cares about Bill O'Reilly being gone. No one, and I'm hoping, and I, not necessarily hoping, but I'm pretty sure eventually Tucker will just, no one will care. No one will care.
I have a feeling
go out with a bang. He won't go out with like a big like, hey, you were wrong, and I'm wrong, and I'm leaving. He's just going to go out with like a fart in the wind. He's just going to disappear.
And I have a feeling he will probably have more leeway still and more of an impact and a heavier punch than Bill O'Reilly when he left the network. But I think you're right. I think it will be a pretty small group of following that are going to follow Tucker Carlson to wherever he goes next, and a majority of the viewers are going to stay with Fox. There's always going to be grifters out there. As Kathy pointed out, there is no shortage of these talking heads, conservative pundits that are looking, that would kill to be in Tucker Carlson's chair.
This feels different though, guys. Like, there are a large subset of even further right than generic Republican type consumers of Fox News who genuinely stopped watching Fox because they thought they were rhinos or that they weren't far enough right. And Tucker was the reason that they stayed every night, because Tucker was the only one willing to stand up to the elite establishment that they, you know, have vilified for years and years and years.
That Tucker was a part of. That Tucker was the... Manhattan still.
People don't care.
He was born to a wealthy family. And Tucker was everything that he railed against. And I think it'll be interesting to see. I've got some theories. We could share those in a little bit, but let's continue on now over with the phone callers. 844-967-2789. We want to hear your thoughts on Tucker Carlson or or if you got thoughts on Don Lemon leaving CNN as well, being fired from that media organization earlier today as well. Seems pretty coincidental that it happened the same day, but nonetheless, both of them looking for new work. If you've got thoughts on Tucker Carlson or Don Lemon, 844-96-PARTY. Up next, we got Beth in Indiana calling in. Beth, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Hi, guys. Love this station. Glad you guys are doing what you do. I just wanted to say my theory is, you know, the other day, maybe it was Friday or Thursday, on a couple of the shows, the lawyer for Tucker's producer, Abby, I can't remember her last name, maybe Grossman?
Grossberg.
Okay. The woman who's suing anyways, her lawyer was on a couple of MSNBC shows, and he kept saying, oh, you know, you saw these text messages coming out during the Dominion suit. Wait till you see what we've got for this suit. So he was sort of implying that there was some really damning information that was about to come out. And she was, after all, directly working for Tucker Carlson. So maybe Fox got a sniff of some of what's going to come down the pike, and they decided to cut their losses. And or, you know, maybe he's on his way. I would say, as far as predictions, as to what he's going to do, maybe he's going to be the new big name on CNN, because the rumors have been flying that the head of CNN wants to veer more conservative. So maybe he's going to take over.
Didn't he get fired
CNN?
From CNN already?
Yes, he did. Crossfire
John
got
Stewart
canceled.
Ended his career yes. after that Crossfire episode.
But that was an old CNN as well. That is CNN of a previous era.
Yeah, so you never know. And, you know, I don't really watch either CNN or Fox because, in my opinion, they both have the same business model, make people scared and angry as often as possible, with only a few exceptions. You know what I mean? I just don't like their – I'd rather listen to MSNBC because, frankly, you can say they're – for those on the right, you know, oh, they're so biased to the left. Well, they sure do stick with the facts as far as I can see, and they sound a whole lot more like reasonable news than either CNN or Fox, in my opinion. But
got a lot of former Republicans over at MSNBC as well than Fox News has of former Democrats, in my opinion, at least. So we appreciate the phone call, Beth.
I want to make a point about Abby Grossberg, who's whistleblowing right now. She's the executive producer, and you might say has the same culprit.
She wasn't an executive producer.
She was a producer on the show.
She was a producer on the show, and she was the head of booking. So she did all of the booking for Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Now, there are people behind the scenes that work there. And talk about someone being born on third base. And we talked about Tucker Carlson not having anything to lose, really, because he doesn't have to worry about anything, really. Well, when I was coming up in media school, and pretty much everybody in media, those jobs are very coveted. Doesn't matter if you're working on Fox, doesn't matter if you're working on CNN. That stuff is an unbiased job. If you get a job being the executive producer or a producer of a big name show, you're going to take it, no matter what the parameters are, because your job there is to go and make a show good, make a show look good, make it sound good, and whether the content is there or not, you don't necessarily need to do it. So my point is that there's a really good chance that she might have been like, you know what? This guy's saying some outrageous stuff, and started archiving and keeping text. And all right, man, keep saying this stuff. I'm just going to keep it. And now she's got an opportunity and she's using it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that we're probably going to get a lot more through discovery if those lawsuits, as we pointed out, many, many lawsuits. As those facts and details of the lawsuits come out, we're going to see even more reasons for why today's news of Tucker Carlson not getting a final show at Fox News is coming to be that way. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. One more segment left in the day to share your thoughts. And I have a feeling Fox News just thinking Tucker Carlson's going to be gone and they're going to keep their audience. But we want to hear your thoughts. We'll be back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. Highs level off around 45. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times, 32. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation, 47. Upper 40s Wednesday, mid 50s Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 47.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of
the reasons. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We are joined on a Monday afternoon by William Walter. And we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Tucker Carlson taking this job and shoving it because, well, we don't know. We don't know the details of what led to the mutual departure, quote unquote. The mutual is in quotations there. Departure from Fox News earlier today. How the mighty have fallen, Brian.
Yeah.
Largest cable news television evening program on the largest cable news channel out without even a final see you later.
The most mainstream of all mainstream media.
They'd hate to hear you categorize them that way.
To talk to you about how loves to tell you how mainstream media is untrustworthy, but by definition, as the most watched, they are the most mainstream.
Yes, absolutely.
But if Tucker's gone, that means that nobody's safe anywhere.
They can
almost culture. Like you could be held accountable if you're the president.
Fox News
no,
is
no,
gone.
No. Brian, stop that line of logic right now. Stop it. Just stop it. We need you to put an end to that right away.
No one's being held accountable at all. This is just a mutual parting. We are mutually agreeing to have the guy in jail. I'm mutually agreeing to surrender my.
I am mutually agreed to go to prison.
We are mutually agreeing for me to not work there, even though I desperately want to.
I walk this plank on my own terms. I will not hear any other of it. Okay, I did that. It was me. We mutually agreed to it.
You guys ever see the movie Elizabeth?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
All right. There's a scene in there where Jeffrey Rush is like he's the master of spies. He's about to go and basically kill somebody for, you know, treason against Elizabeth or alleged treason. Doesn't matter. The point is it's and he's like, they'll remember me for this, and he goes, no, they will forget. And then they kill him, and nobody remembers him. I can't even tell you who they killed, but I remember waltzing him because he's alive, and I remember Fox News because they're still alive, and I'm pretty sure in a year or two they'll be like, oh, yeah, we were so mad at Tucker Carlson. Remember that? Because I remember, like, I was so mad at Bill O'Reilly. What an idiot. Oh, I was so mad at, Rush Limbaugh for all the things. Oh, he's gone. Nobody cares. Okay, great.
He's gone.
George W. Bush now. He's a painter, and he gets to host his leadership training seminars online and stuff. People completely forget, given enough time.
Yeah. Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Share your tangents with us, your thoughts on Tucker Carlson departing from Fox News. We got up next Mike in Cedarburg. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I really think that he's going to be Putin's new press secretary. He's been carrying water for Putin for how long now? I think he's in love with that lad there.
I feel like he may end up in Hungary before he ends up in Russia. I think he's a bigger fan of Viktor Orban than Vladimir Putin, but that's just my take on it.
The way he's been carrying water for Putin through this whole Ukraine war, I don't know.
But he hasn't broadcast live from there yet. He's went to Hungary and hosted a CPAC live event in Hungary, Mike. And so there's a lot of growing dictators out there. Maybe it's Putin. Maybe it's Orban. We don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
We'll find out.
Appreciate the phone call, Mike. But yeah, he's carried a lot of water for Vladimir Putin or the Russian disinformation campaign that's been going on, trying to divide our country since 2016, 2015. It's going to be interesting to see I'm going to throw it out there. What are the first names that came to mind that I was like, oh, who may take over? Who's been a frequent fill-in host, say like Will is for Dueling Tangents? Who served that role for Tucker? And Tulsi Gabbard's filled in for Tucker Carlson tonight a lot. And I think Tulsi Gabbard may be that next person. And she is also very sympathetic to Putin. So it would be interesting to see if she lands that chair for Tulsi Gabbard tonight or whatever the show may be called. Who knows?
Keep that alliteration, too, with the T's rolling there. You got to replace the name.
In the movie version of this, where Tucker Carlson has no home and then runs off to Russia to go and, you know, find a home, I feel like Vladimir Putin would be like,
"Who are you?
I can't do. Okay, great. I can't do a Russian accent. I'm in a cell, and like, great, you're safe now."
Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We got Ron in Madison. Ron, what do you think of Tucker Carlson departing Fox News?
Actually, I'm in Milwaukee, but that's neither here nor there. Just here.
I apologize. We got the wrong city thrown down on the call.
Specifically here.
Yeah, it's neither nor there. Anyway, two comments. One is, now that I'm totally out of my game here.
We tend to have a tangent here every now and then, Ron. We apologize.
It is tangential to what I was going to say. Anyway, first comment was the earlier caller who shared the theory that Carlson might run for president. And the moment he said that, my head exploded and I started laughing very loud, even though I'm driving, because the first two words that came into my mind were Scott Walker. I can see that guy up there, and I think he's Scott Walker in a bow tie, you know, saying things like, I'm just asking questions. No, I don't have any answers.
That's Rod Johnson's line, though. That's our senator's line.
Well, that's true. Well, he's an amalgam then. Anyway, the other thing is Brian's comment, which I thought was really astute, about they're not going to be able to build much more audience because of the fact that they're just not using the newer, modern, you know, alternate media. They're stuck to TV, maybe radio, and that's about it. And I think that's generally true, but there's an exception to that, and it's small, but it's heavily invested and powerful, at least for now. And that's the Proud Boys type guys and the middle-aged guys who do know something about podcasts and everything else because they've been using that as part of their tactics. You know, so I don't know. Be interested in hearing what Brian has to say about that. I think they're going to die away a little bit. They're never going away, but the point is still well taken that they're not going to grow either.
We appreciate the phone call, Ron.
Yeah, I don't think MAGA is going to add any more people. I also don't think. I think the Fox viewership is kind of split in that way. I think Fox itself is technologically on top of their game. What I'm saying is their audience. I think a lot of their audience, especially like the older voter type of folks that just vote for the racist because they're Republican, not because they're racist or anything. They're
voting down the ticket thing. Yep.
But there's definitely like a group that is online and active. Absolutely. I'm not saying that it will, but again, it's a schism. It's a split. It's enough to go and weaken. Could you imagine Trump, DeSantis and Carlson all on the stage together? They would destroy each other.
No, I have a feeling there would just be one. We'll have to have a debate of who that one would be on another edition of Dueling Tangents. Will, really appreciate you joining us on this Monday afternoon. Did you get to dogpile on?
Party.
Yeah.
whenever I get to dogpile on Tucker or Elon, that's my favorite party.
There you go. Folks, Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2, unless, you know, something else happens, but we'll talk to you then.
Take this job and shove it. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you
later. Bye, Felicia.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.